Chapter 2. Visitors. 2 centuries ago, the United States was much smaller than it is today. It only included the land from the Atlantic Ocean to the Mississippi River. The country got much bigger in 1803. That year, France sold our young nation 828,000 square miles of land west of the Mississippi. This was called the Louisiana Purchase. It doubled the country's size. The region was later divided into 15 states. Much of the new land was unexplored. What did it look like? Who lived there? What plants and animals might be found? President Thomas Jefferson planned an expedition to head northwest to the Pacific Ocean. The explorers would travel mainly by river. They would make maps of the land. They would trade with Indians along the way. The voyagers would do more than visit the territory of the Louisiana Purchase. They would also explore what is now Idaho, Washington, and Oregon. Great Britain also had its eye on this territory. Jefferson wanted American explorers to get there first. That would strengthen U.S. claims to the region. Nobody stopped to think that the land already belonged to the Indians. 2 army men would lead the expedition. One was 29-year-old Meriwether Lewis. He was President Jefferson's friend and personal secretary. Lewis picked William Clark as his co-captain. The 33-year-old Clark was a tall, friendly man with red hair. Clark's first task was to find men for the expedition. He and Lewis needed men who could hunt and build boats and forts. They needed men who could handle horses. President Jefferson wanted a record of the trip, so men who could keep journals were also needed. Most of what we know about Sacagawea has come from these journals. Captain Clark gathered 43 men. They called themselves the Corps of Discovery. Several spoke French. One knew Indian Sign Language. Another played the violin. He could entertain the men when they were far from home. Clark's slave, York, also made the trip. One member of the group had 4 feet. Captain Lewis brought along Seaman, his 140-pound Newfoundland dog. On May 14, 1804, the Corps of Discovery set out from St. Louis. They began rowing up the Missouri River in a barge and 2 smaller boats. By late October, the time the Indians called the Moon of the Falling Leaves, the explorers had reached central North Dakota. This was where Sacagawea now lived with Charbonneau. The voyagers stopped in the area to camp for the winter. There, they built a cluster of cabins, which they called Fort Mandan. Soon, Charbonneau heard interesting news. Lewis and Clark were looking for one more person for their expedition. At one stage of their journey, they would need horses to help them cross the Bitterroot Mountains. They hoped to get them from the Shoshone Indians, who were famous for their horse breeding. The explorers would need someone who could speak to the Shoshone. Charbonneau brought his pregnant wife, Sacagawea, to meet Lewis and Clark. She could speak Shoshone, he told them. She was Shoshone. Charbonneau wanted to go along, too. He knew French and some Minotauri. He could also help the explorers. The captains asked Birdwoman and Charbonneau to join them. They agreed to pay the trader $500. In the early 1800s, this was a fortune. Sacagawea and her husband were now part of the Corps of Discovery. The couple moved into Fort Mandan for the winter. They shared a cabin with Lewis, Clark, and York. On February 11, 1805, Birdwoman was about to have her baby. To hurry along the birth, she was given a special powder. It was made from a rattlesnake's tail. She drank it with water. 10 minutes later, she gave birth to a healthy baby boy. Charbonneau named the child Jean-Baptiste. Clark called the baby Pomp. He called Sacagawea Janie. The captains hoped that Sacagawea would be of help on the long trip. They had no idea just how valuable she would be.